Greece must raise $15 billion by the end of May to cover debt that is due, but nervous investors are helping to push the government's borrowing costs to record highs. A recently downgraded debt rating could make Greece's attempt to get the money more difficult. Finance Minister George Papakonstantinou says his country is not seeking to activate a Eurozone and International Monetary Fund rescue plan designed to prevent a default. But he called the plan an important safety net and said officials are working out details of how it would work. Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi and French President Nicolas Sarkozy both pledged support for Athens Friday.
The Greek authorities have taken courageous measures to improve the situation of their public finances. A support package has been approved by all the countries of the Eurozone. We are ready to activate it at any time in order to help Greece.
Greece is trying to reassure investors that recent austerity measures, including cuts in civil servants' pay and pension freezes, will allow the country to repay $70 billion in debt. Papakonstantinou says those measures shaved 40% off Greece's budget deficit during the first quarter of this year. But municipal workers, fearful of losing their jobs, demonstrated their opposition this week. Economist Vasilis Vlastarakis.
Greece needs 12 billion euros in May. There are several possibilities. One possibility is to issue treasury bills. At least it can find at least half of that amount in the next weeks. So the Greek government, in my point of view, should stop making any comments about the situation. I think they should stick on their program.
Investment strategist Manos Hadzifakis agrees.
The only thing that we can do is to show some figures and to be persistent in our program, in the stability program.
The lessons of the financial crisis are not lost on some Greek youth. Two young boys who donated 20 euros from their piggy bank were invited with their grandmother for a tour of Parliament Friday. Robert Raphael, VOA News.